Nobody can do it like me, like me, like me. Yeah, nobody can do it like me, like me, like me. Nobody can do it like me.
Hey y'all, my name is Jess Lee, and I'm giving you a peek behind the curtain with a never-before-seen backstage pass as I travel with my incredible band, crew, and manager, Steve Virginia from Black Label Nash, throughout the roads of the USA and worldwide. Join me as I share a rare glimpse of my road escapades and exclusive new releases before they drop with host Chris Ross, founder of Winjek Studios, and others as I experience local culture at its finest. Whether it's testing my taste buds at an area's favorite restaurant, taking on a thrilling adventure at a local attraction, or rocking out on stage during my tour, you will have a front row, behind the scenes VIP pass for it all, right here on the Jess Lee Roadshow Backstage Pass.
This broadcast is brought to you by Winjek Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.
Nobody can do it like me, like me, like me. Yeah, nobody can do it like me, like me, like me. Nobody can do it like me.
What is shaking, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the Jess Lee Roadshow presented by Winjek Studios and Black Label Nash. What? We're going to the Keys today.
Yes, we are. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Whoop. Yes, we are.
Whoop. Tell us about the Florida Keys.
Yo, okay. So this is really exciting for me.
It's really exciting for me too.
Well, okay, so especially though, because Florida is my home state. So like I grew up, and it's hilarious how I found this out later on in life, but it's actually really uncommon to be born and raised in Florida. Majority of Florida is like retirees and like families, right?
There's a lot of birth control there, or
I don't know, but like it's just not a thing. Like it's actually not super.
They practice safe sex a lot more in Florida.
It's just like not as popular.
A lot of
like,
Plan Bs,
right? A lot of Plan Bs. So I'm born and raised Florida girl. I'm a born and raised Florida girl, and it's funny because I lived about 3.5 hours from the Keys, from where my hometown is. And it was very, very, very common that like I would just get away for a weekend trip on the summer or go do stuff with like a girl's trip and just go to the Keys. Like it was just, you drive there. So
one way in, one way out.
It's so true. Steve will see. So Steve's never been.
You haven't been?
No, he's never been. Oh, so Steve's never been. I'm going to get to show him all around like Duval and going through some of my favorite keys. Like we're probably going to end up stopping in Key Largo, but basically what we're doing is we're coming down. We have a show in my hometown.
We both went to the same song. It's like Key Largo, Montego.
You can't help it. It's just,
Beach Boys.
Yeah. You can't help it.
Dude, remember Jesse from the,
yeah, Jesse.
You guys were just gonna say
we're
the
on the same.
Thing.
He'd always have him on Full House, and he'd like you thought he was the coolest because he'd like sit in with the Beach Boys.
Yeah, I didn't know he was on the Beach Boys.
He
yeah.
was
no, but oh. but on the show he was friends with the Beach Boys because Jesse Kotsopoulos got a record deal and was going on tour with the Beach Boys.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Jesse and the
How
Rippers.
Mercy.
Have mercy.
Have mercy. But. So
she doesn't give a shit.
Chris. Have mercy. No, I do.
I'm sitting here like reliving my childhood. Like
I didn't grow up with that.
I have the tune in Family Matters in my head. I like that show better.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the pebble boy, and evening TV.
I do know that.
You miss your old familiar friends.
I thought that was
waiting just around the bend.
I thought that was Full House.
Oh, yeah, that is Full House.
That's Full House, you freak. You literally just broke out so hard into the wrong song.
Yeah, what
freak.
Is it?
I know.
Chris, you don't even too. I know him. You were right on that. You were
that
right on
it. I had a tune in my head, and he just ruined it. Took it out. No, you don't.
Wait, what is the tune for Family Matters?
I don't know now. You just brainwashed me.
I'm going to look it up.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Hold on. All right, well, while you're looking it up, so
Look up ADHD medication.
Hold on. I'm going to play it for the listeners.
Because you have that shit, sir. No, you need to be medicated in life.
Medicated. No, I don't.
Family Matters theme song. Here we go.
Speaking of medication, Key West. Yeah, there it is.
Here we go.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read in a good news on the newspaper page.
Okay.
Did you sing that song? It sounds like you.
I did. I was 3 years old.
That's pretty good.
three years old.
It's a rare condition.
This is what I sounded like back
then. Look at Capo.
Yeah, Capo loves when he does that little high-pitched voice.
Man, that's funny. Okay, Key West, go. Key West, sorry.
No, it's good.
I get left field.
We're
from Key West to Key Largo, Full House, Family Matters. Bam.
So basically, while we're going down there, we're starting a couple shows in my hometown. We have two shows in my hometown. And then...
Are you playing at that, that whole like field with just one palette?
Yeah.
Not the Environmental Fest.
Captain Planet?
No, I haven't played that in the past like 5 years, thank God. But and I don't plan on going back, to be honest. But so I'm gonna be doing a show in my hometown. We're actually doing it at a venue. We're gonna be having everybody come out there. It's gonna be really exciting because I have not played in my hometown in a little over a year now because of COVID. Everything, you know, I literally had did a show while I was out there, like right before all the stuff happened with COVID. And then, yeah, it's been over a year. So we're going to go ahead and do that. We have a couple shows there. And then we have a private show in the Keys, which I can't necessarily go into details about that one because I'm getting hired for it privately. But which are some of my favorite shows, by the way. They're really fun. But after that, we'll be in the Keys. And then we're going to go ahead and just have a little party because Steve's never been there and I really want him to experience it and actually like vacation it. So we're going to have some fun. So the first thing we're going to do when we get there is we are going to be on the hunt for the perfect.
Get naked.
No.
See you at the beach.
No, we're going to look for the perfect key lime pie and then get naked and eat it.
I'm going to be honest with you. If I got naked, they'd evacuate the beach. They'd be like, oh my God, there's a manatee out there. He's really was a. Albino manatee. Everybody run. It's a Montauk monster.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you don't want to see this guy naked. I'd be like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man marching through Key West with my sailor's hat on.
Did a Baywatch run real slow.
With my sailor hat on and nothing else. Like,
oh, I'll make sure to get video of that as Steve so we can include that in the next show.
It would be great. Like, it would be like Will Ferrell in what's that movie that he's You're My Boy Blue. What movie is that?
You're My Boy Blue. Yes, old school.
Where he's naked running through the street.
Yeah, we're going streaking.
Yeah, we're going streaking.
Streaking. Cold out there, huh? Frank, do you think KFC's still open?
Yeah, he gets in the car naked with all his
Fruit the Loop. Fruit Loop. Frank the Tank. He's like, no, I got a big day tomorrow. I'm going to Home Depot, even Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah, big day tomorrow.
Big Day's like, oh yeah, man, I'll do one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 150,000.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of the same way.
It was rough. It was hard out there for a pimp, you know? Like,
yeah. It's funny what, you know, you turn to it. It's hilarious because I used to think like, oh, I am gonna have to, I'm either gonna be like an alcoholic or I'm gonna need to have no relationship with alcohol at all. And it was so funny, like when I found my purpose, how that all changed. Like now anything that I ever thought maybe might have been like something that could potentially have me addicted to it or whatever, I have a lot of self-control over. Like it's
except for
Steve. But literally, I know it sounds funny with all the wine that I talk about, but Steve and I only drink one time a week. And
But we get enamorated.
Enamorated. We get enamorated.
You want to hear a really good and fun statistic?
Yes.
People that are from the beach area don't have many drug problems or alcohol problems.
I believe that, actually.
Statistically, yeah.
I believe
more people more inland do.
Interesting.
I wonder why. Probably because they're getting their like their vitamin D.
It has to be true because I saw it on the internet, you know, like so.
Probably because they're getting that vitamin D that they
they're
need.
Getting that D that they need, Chris.
That D.
That D on the daily.
Getting that C to D.
What?
C to D. Vitamin C, D.
All I'm saying is I grew up in the mountains in North Carolina, and everybody's drunk up there all the time.
Playing with guns and shit.
So they're like, hey, y'all, watch this.
Well.
Oh, Sammy Sam.
We are definitely still... Yeah, well, we are definitely still going to be enjoying some drinks. So we'll actually probably drink a little more than we normally would by the beach because we have to. We're in the Keys. It's going to be our vacation. We're going to have our little baby girl with us. Oh, it will be her first time in the Keys and experiencing the beach, which will be cool. I hope she loves the water like I do. But it's funny because Steve's going to try a whole bunch of new stuff out there. So we're gonna actually break his
Pina coladas.
We're going to break his jet skiing cherry.
I've never been jet skiing.
He's
Chris.
Never gone jet skiing.
I heard it wrong. I don't know what are you going to do? What, cherry?
His jet skiing.
Keys. We went there when I was in the Navy.
Yeah.
We pulled in and we were there right before we're coming back from the Panama Canal, making that trip and counter narcotics deployment. I was 19 at the time. So we're just drinking a lot underage. But there's a lot of like ladies and whatnot, like, where are y'all staying at? You know, where are y'all staying at? And we're standing on the beach and I was smoking a cigarette or whatnot. And we're all like, it was outside in a club. But then we took them, of course, you just go to the beach and hang out. Where there's like, where are y'all guys staying at? And I was like, right there, that Navy vessel.
That's right. And I drive it too.
Yeah, I drive it.
I'm the captain now. I'm 19 and I'm the captain of this vessel.
Top Gun. I watched Top Gun too much. I thought Top Gun. I didn't see this shit in the brochure.
So, dude, you get out the piano and you're like, dun, 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 dun. You shit my nerves.
Drive me wild. That shit didn't work. Yep. It's like, this wasn't here. Goose.
So, like, you're trying to make out with the girl and that Take My Breath Away song comes on.
Yeah.
You got the boombox.
No, it didn't work out. It didn't work out. I did have a good time, you know, when I was in. So it was fun.
My shirt is delicious, evidently, because Capo's eating it. And I don't really know why.
There was a lot of the men there cheering us on when we pulled in.
And Key West, yeah, because it's were you there during Fantasy Fest?
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that week or something. But they were all cheering and woohooing at us. I was like, "What in the fizzuck is going on here?" So
that would have been funny because there's a lot of
boys are back in town
during Fantasy Fest. There's a bunch of it's a big LGBTQ.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever they do, yes, like, fine. Parade. Yeah,
I've actually been there during Fantasy Fest, and it is. Fun.
Yeah, like, I'm just saying that if you came walking in a sailor's outfit, you'd be in big trouble.
We never will wear that stuff going out, you know, like we wear normal clothes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
You want to hear my normal clothes beach attire? It's just flip flops.
Yeah.
Or shower shoes, whatever you want to use, flip flops. But, you know, of course, your trunks, right? Wife beater and a 32 of the champagne of beers.
There you go.
Champagne.
Which is Miller High Life, right?
That is right.
Miller High Life.
That was right.
I thought maybe you're going to go for the Cobra for a minute.
Steve would definitely be rocking the White Claws.
That show will have you standing in front of a judge in the morning. True story.
Cobra? Mad Dog 2020?
Steel Reserve.
Steve will definitely be rocking the White Claws on the beach. I already know.
Yeah, dude. White Claw saved my life. I'm just telling you right now. I owe White Claw my life. So White Claw, if you're listening...
Hook your brother up.
Steve Virginia needs a sponsorship. Hook a brother up with some White Claws. I didn't realize my love for White Claw till that day. And now I just can't get enough of it.
Peanut butter. So talk to me about this excursion jet ski mania.
Yes. So we're going to jet ski mania and we're going to go ahead and get a jet ski. And I really, honestly, I'm trying to convince Steve to get his own. Because
you're going to ride in the front, Steve, you're going to ride in the back?
No, I'm going on the back. I'm going to hold on to her like this.
He wants to hold on to me. He wants to hold on to me.
Hell yeah.
They're fun, bro.
Dude, because if you get to hold on to a jet ski or Jess Lee in a bikini, what are you going to choose? I'm not stupid, right. Chris
That's
Ross.
Good. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's but really he, nice. I already told him. I said, like, my whole goal is going to be to flip him off of the jet ski. Because
if I go, you go. We all go down together.
That should be on a bumper sticker in Key West.
Yeah, we all go down together. It's a
t-shirt. That is a t-shirt. That was one. I can't remember one cool. That was an Irish pub there, and I love the Irish car bombs. Like that was my thing. It's like chocolate milk to me. It tastes like so. For some reason,
I've actually never had one of those.
Oh, we're gonna have to have one in Key West.
Yeah, now I've got to try one.
I'll have to see if that bar is still there. And they like would sing, you know, they had an Irish pub and they were singing, what was the song they were singing?
When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
No, I don't know. Who knows? The Hoodos were singing. I think it was like they had a piano there. And they were like, it was like kind of like not a piano bar, but it was a piano there. There's one cool place in Charlotte. If you ever make it to Charlotte, it's called Howl at the Moon. That's pretty cool. Piano bar.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. That's pretty cool.
Right by Whiskey River. Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s bar used to be, I think.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Anyways, back to the Keys.
So, yeah. So, basically, you know, the whole beginning is going to literally be, we have kind of have two foodie excursions in this case. Because, number one, we're trying to find the perfect key lime pie. Because he's never had... Well, obviously not being in the Keys, he's never had a key lime pie from the Keys. And what most people don't know, they think that the key lime pie was created because of a key lime, but that's not true. The key lime pie actually started in the Keys.
That's
did the
true.
Research too.
1855.
Is that real life? Okay, let me write this.
Yeah, no, seriously, this is real.
I'm taking you to school today, Mr. Ross.
We're taking you to key lime school.
Key lime school, son, pay attention.
It is what it is, man.
So I told him, I said, you know, you have to experience, there's no such thing as a good key lime pie after you go to the Keys. Like I can't eat a key lime pie from anywhere else. I haven't had a key lime pie since being in the Keys. So pretty excited about that.
Love key lime pie.
Well, they're fresh. That's like a thing in the Keys. They are all fresh. Like you will know, there's no key lime pie like a Keys key lime pie.
So we're going to eat 75 slices of pie looking for the perfect.
So we're going to do that. We don't have the exact hotel that we're going to be in cahoots with just yet, but we've been in contact with one of the ones that we're staying at and hoping that they're.
I don't know if people can hear me. I'm just trying to say
we can.
What are we
like? Hit the microphone in my face.
He's being dirty.
Did you hit it?
No, I didn't. I hit it. I wasn't even talking. Anyways, go ahead. Sorry. All right. Steve got it because he saw me do it. Well, you know what I mean.
Oh my God! This whole episode, we might as well just hit the stop button, rewind it, and start over.
No,
okay. That's key lime great. Pie, key the best key lime pie in the world.
So then the next one that we're doing is we're gonna go to a little place called the Blue Heaven Restaurant, and it's so. Why are you making that face, Chris?
Because I just said something else, and you said Blue Heaven. I was like, yep.
Honestly, I'm really excited about this one because we're going there for breakfast and they do this like really famous breakfast with like a bunch of different type of pancakes. Like they've got like some like really famous pancakes.
Tell me more about his pancakes.
Oh my God. They do these banana pancakes. They do these banana pancakes that are to die for. I'm serious.
Tell me more about these pancakes.
I'm serious. I love pancakes.
Me too, man.
It's funny. Shit.
But so they do, they're known for their pancakes. Really special pancakes. And then their which is like one of my favorite things for breakfast ever. They're Benedict.
Here.
And no, they do a Benedict. It's so good. And they do it.
What?
The Benedict. What?
That's so, I'm allergic to the Benedict, so I can't eat it. So Jesse,
out here in England, they have a thing called Spotted Dick.
Yeah. It's they have that in the States too. You can take Valtrex and clear it right up. But so Jesse tried to get me to eat Benedict one time, and I'm allergic to egg yolks, right? And hollandaise sauce because it's made with what? Egg yolk, right? So
I didn't know.
She didn't know.
I have to get the goes, I like a salmon one.
She's like, here, take this big old eggs Benedict and eat it. Yes. And I was like, what's in it?
English muffin.
English muffin. And that's all she told me. And so I was like, ah. And she's like, wait, and slapped it out of my hand, made a scene, saved my life. Just like White Claw.
White Claw.
Well, no, the ones that we're getting though, which Steve isn't gonna be able to eat this one, but the one that I have my eye on. It's a lobster and sirloin Benedict.
Dang. I might have to go into anaphylaxis for that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
I might have to anaphylaxize for that one.
And it's famous. And it's funny too, because their brunches, their breakfasts are known. They have, you have breakfast with the chickens.
Did you
so
say,
there's like wild chickens.
Did you just say their breakfasts?
Yeah, their breakfasts.
Their breakfasts is known.
You know, I love me some lunch, but I also love me some breakfast.
Some breakfasts. I love some breakfasts.
Some breakfasts.
Breakfasts.
I love me some breakfasts too.
Breakfasts.
Breakfasts. I love me some breakfasts too, Chris Ross.
I haven't left to Louisiana, you know, for some reason. I've like came back from Louisiana. I'm on the Keys. I don't know what's going on.
I'm sorry. Everybody's going to tune out, especially Nanny. Nanny's going to turn on this episode and she's going to be like, I just don't get their humor. And she's just going to get a call and be like, I don't know about this Steve guy anymore.
Breasts.
Poor Nanny.
Poor Nanny. Nuke Milkman, the paper, the evening TV.
What is happening?
I don't know. I didn't take an edible or anything. I don't know what's happening right now. Oh shit. Oh, help mercy.
Whatever happened to predictability?
The Milkman, the Paperboy, evening TV.
I'm sorry. Let's talk about Key West.
Well, there's not that too much to talk about Key West. It's one fucking street, you know, like pretty much. So no.
Well, I hear it's beautiful. I'm really looking forward to going because Jessie and I, we don't get time to spend that much time together when we're not working.
Well, that's okay.
It's like you live together, Steve.
Well, I'm talking
what time do you want?
Well, so here's the thing is like with COVID and stuff, we normally are like really big on traveling and taking vacations and like making sure that we take trips that are not just for music, right?
Right.
So
yes.
So with everything happening, not only were we not taking trips for music anymore, but we weren't able to go on vacation because we like to take like two or three big vacations throughout the year. And it's been so long since him and I have been somewhere just to have fun. So yes, we are going down there for work, but we're literally at that point. It's going to be our last show. The private show will be the last one. And then we're going to spend like 4 days just enjoying the Keys, which is going to be really, really great. So I can't wait to showcase all that stuff because, you know, there's a lot of really, really fun things that are unique about the Keys. Obviously, Mile Zero.
What's Mile Zero?
Mile Zero is like, it literally is like the 0 mile mark. Like it's
of what?
Of the United States.
Yes. Yeah. I knew he's going to walk right into that. I learned that there too.
You
like,
don't
what?
Know that?
Zero no. mile mark. It's like
the next thing over is
zero
Cuba.
Miles. Cuba.
Do we get to go to Cuba?
You could see Cuba pretty much.
You get really good cigars there.
Well, isn't Cuba's part of the United States, right?
Another really great thing
we
that you can
own
get
that
in.
Shit.
So we could take a boat to Cuba?
Go to Guantanamo Bay. They actually built that place just to torture people.
Did you say Guantanamo?
Guantanamo.
This is gonna.
Yeah, we call it. That's why it's short for Gitmo.
Right.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Cuba for some reason.
I mean,
Castro.
I'd be down to visit for like.
I'll go anywhere once, you know.
Yeah, I'll go anywhere
Let's
once.
Let's just stay in Key West. I mean, like I'm afraid if I go into Cuba,
I'm gonna stay right here. Mile Zero. So where are you at, Mile Zero?
In my Borat bikini. But yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to doing the whole jet ski thing because it's something that I've always wanted to do. And I've never had the opportunity to do it, let alone do it with somebody who's like, you know, my bestie. And so I'm really looking forward to doing it. I do, although I would like to hang on to Jessly the whole time, I would like to have my own jet ski as long as it's the kind you sit on and not the kind you have to like pull up on because I'm certain I would eat shit all day.
Right.
What do you mean pull up on?
Like you never seen those jet skis where like you're like in the water and then you get started and you have to like pull up on it and like.
Oh no!
It.
I just thought they were doing tricks.
Oh no! That's the thing.
That's real life.
That's the thing.
I actually just thought they were doing tricks too.
Yeah, I thought they were doing tricks. Oh, like, well, that's pretty neat.
Maybe it's just that I'm older than everybody.
I remember my first jet ski.
Like like we're not talking about Sea-Doo. Sea-Doos are in, like a personal watercraft type deal.
Remember those pontoon boats?
Like, go watch Waterworld with Kevin Costner. They use those kind of jet skis.
That was the dumbest movie ever.
We're talking like the normal jet ski that you sit on, and there's little like behind you.
Yeah, like Sea-Doo.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm excited to try that. in my Borat bikini.
Exactly.
I love jet skis. But even what's better than a jet ski? A boat.
That's true.
With a helicopter.
Get a Boston Whaler. Get me a Boston Whaler. There's nothing like, you know, there's nothing like having like just a cargo shorts and some flip flops and rainbow cargo shorts and a nice like, oh, what is it? Just long sleeve, like one of those UV hoodies and just nothing but the salt air and just driving in Charleston Harbor. It's nothing beautiful than that to me.
Ooh, I want to rent scooters in Key West because I think that would be super fun.
Can we book something for Charleston?
Can we do that?
Yeah.
We can
definitely book something for Charleston. But yes, that was something else that we were going to do is that you've never been on like scooters in a little town like that before.
Shucktown.
I've never been on scooters, period.
See?
You've never been on a scooter?
There's so much that Steve is going to be doing in the Keys here. We're going to have so much like excursion. Like,
we're going to have so much fun with activities because I've never been on like a scooter, I've been on the kind of scooters like downtown Nashville where like you have the little throttle here.
No, but not like a sitting scooter that's like a little motorbike.
Like a little mini motorbike scooter.
He's never been on one.
I'm going to wear my members only jacket and my knockoff Ray-Bans.
You should do the Dumb and Dumber.
Right. And pee on Jesse's back.
Just let it go.
Just let it go.
How come? Why me?
Well, I mean, because I can hold on to you the whole time.
Okay.
You stand up and I'm stuck.
I love Dumb and Dumber.
But yeah, the scooters are going to be fun because I've never done that. I've never been jet skiing. I also, this is a lot to squeeze in for 3 days. I also want to go parasailing.
She said. Oh, it's only taking 6 episodes for you to drop that. You want to hear the corporate way of saying it? Yeah. You know, like you can't say it loud.
It's just like a tone thing.
Yeah, we can play that game. Like that's what she said. Jokes. The best one I've ever went to is at Atlanta. The Atlanta Aquarium is huge, right? And they can have these little the stingrays. You can pet them. And he goes, you can only use 2 fingers. Stroke gently, and don't squeeze it. I was like, that's what she said. The guy lost it.
I bet
he freaking lost it. That was the best one.
That's hardcore.
That was good. That was
good. That was good. That was like really freaking good.
So that was a stingray. You said,
yeah, it was a stingray.
Can I get a stingray in Key West?
I think they offer that somewhere. Yeah, I think they at least have to find it.
I'm sure somewhere.
Can we go snorkeling?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been snorkeling either. Well, I take that back. I tried to snorkel one time.
How have you never been snorkeling?
I tried to snorkel one time, but I'm very buoyant. Like I can't go underwater in a swimming pool because my butt floats back up to the top. And so it's like I can't dive for anything.
How does that happen?
I really don't know. And so
you got rocks in here. We got rocks in your pocket. I mean, we got floating devices. Like
my was like this. It floats up to the top. I can't dive underwater.
Whatever happened to predictability?
Yeah, exactly. So I've always wanted to go snorkeling, but the time I tried to go snorkeling, the tide was coming in pretty hard. And so I'd like run out to the tide, jump in the water, put my face down and go swimming. And my ass would pull me back in because it's so buoyant.
Maybe your trunks are too big.
Yeah, and so it could be. That's why I'm wearing
a lot of air pockets or something. I don't know.
So my whole point.
I don't know what's happening right now. I was just really curious. I'm like, how does this happen?
I don't know, but I'll show you. It maybe should get some video of it. But it'll be just
if I see it happening, you better believe I'm going to get video.
Right. It's kind of light in his ass, isn't he?
Yeah. A little light in his ass. But I'm really excited about this trip because we got the key lime pie. We got ground zero.
We got 3 shows that are going to be awesome.
It's called Ground Zero. We got the 3 shows, the private show that we can't talk about. We got the scooters. What's the restaurant called?
The Blue Oyster.
Blue Heaven Restaurant. I haven't forgotten. I wrote that down. Blue Heaven Restaurant with pancakes.
Dude, I'm excited.
With maple syrup. With maple syrup.
You better believe it. And whipped cream.
What?
Now, wait. Do these banana pancakes, what? Do they have nuts?
Absolutely.
On? Oh yeah, you gotta put whipped cream on. Have you never done that?
Yes, absolutely. But I just really want. I have this down to a science. Okay, you ready? So you take a pancake, put the butter on the one pancake, and put that thing, butter on that pancake, butter on that pancake, butter on that pancake, and then take all the maple syrup and then hook it up.
Yeah, and then you put the whipped cream on top.
I like to decide.
If you're really feeling frisky, then you top it with some chocolate chips.
Oh.
Maybe a little bit of ice cream.
Oh.
Ice cream.
You're making me hungry.
What is this, a sundae? Like, is it? You know, I did order, you know, I did order the other day when I changed my diet. I went to like liquid stuff, like a cleanse. You know what I mean? Like a juice for like 5 days. Uh-huh. That was hard, man. I was miserable for the third day. So right before I changed it, I ordered a banana split.
Is that the story? I thought you
that was real life. No, I'm just saying that's something I haven't had since I was a kid.
Banana split. I love banana splits. I can't
say that I've had a banana split in a
long
time either.
Oh, you've had one.
I've had one.
Okay.
There's something.
I was concerned. I really was actually concerned. There's too many things you haven't had for a second there, Steve. I was like, who is this person?
There's something about bananas and ice cream that I'm just not into. Like, I like bananas good by themselves, but like if it's bananas and ice cream, I'm not into it, or banana flavored anything. Because you can't get banana flavor right. The only thing that gets the banana flavor right is the actual banana itself. It's like watermelon flavored things don't taste like watermelon.
They don't taste like watermelon. Like yeah, my like watermelon has salt on it.
Yeah, well, that's a southern thing.
Yeah.
You put salt on your watermelon?
I don't actually. I don't.
She actually just got grossed out. She goes,
I don't do it.
No. Why not?
Because a lot of the times when I eat watermelon, well, especially too, like it's craving, it's like usually like I'll eat it because it's not my favorite fruit, to be honest with you. It's like a fruit that I'll literally just like eat if it's there.
Depends on if you know how to pick the right watermelon.
Yeah. That is true. I don't know how.
I do.
Now that has to do with the end.
Yeah, it has to do with how the belly's at.
Yeah. Now, like my stepfather, Rick, oh my God, that man could eat a whole watermelon in one day. He just won't stop. He's so funny.
It's
like,
a southern
it's
thing.
It's his thing. It's his thing. He'll just keep going.
I love cantaloupe too. Cantaloupe's fun.
See, I'm a pineapple person, but the problem is if I eat too much, my tongue swells up.
I'm allergic to cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
What?
I'm allergic to cantaloupe.
He started itching right when he said that.
You never included that on your list of allergies that you've made for me.
Where did we get cantaloupe from? You have to like specifically go to the store to buy cantaloupe.
You always get cantaloupe in that weird little fruit cup they give you at restaurants.
I never eat it.
They always put cantaloupe.
I always pull the cantaloupe out.
One grape. What is with the one grape thing?
Yeah.
They put one grape.
It's one grape. One.
Always just one grape.
It pisses me off too.
One grape.
You never had fruit and a Jell-O and had fruit in it?
Well, yeah, I have. But
they put
never
cantaloupe. They chop up. Yeah, they do. They chop it up. And they obviously melon. You don't like melon?
Well, it depends what kind of melon it is. I'm also allergic to honeydew melon. Because honeydew and cantaloupe are basically the same.
Just sad.
It's just sad.
Are they not?
Okay. One thing we haven't talked about yet, and in anywhere down there, is boiled peanuts.
I'm allergic to peanuts. There's no way I can.
Oh,
do that.
He's like he will anaphylaxize.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Now, honestly, I'm a huge peanut fan, and he and I would not be able to work out if he didn't let me keep peanut butter in the house.
Good for you.
It wouldn't work.
I'd rather swell and anaphylaxize than not have Jesse in my life.
like, man, I tell you what, man, you go pop the question in Key West.
That was the corniest, weirdest thing ever.
And peanut butter. I love you so much. I will eat this peanut butter.
I will eat this peanut butter. I will smear my whole body with this peanut
butter. I would never
butter.
Make him eat it, but like if he told me, hey, I can't, there's some people that are like that. They're allergic to peanuts or whatever. And they're like, no, you can't keep it in the house. I'd be
you can keep it all you want in the house. I just can't.
I'd be like, I can't live a day without a scoop
but
of peanut
I'll tell
butter.
You what though, the bright side about that is I'll never eat your peanut butter. And I'm also allergic to shrimp. So anytime we go to a hibachi place,
they're the best things in life.
I know.
Yeah, well, it's
you can't eat fried shrimp.
You can take notes, Chris. He's also allergic to raspberries. He's allergic to egg, just the yolk of the egg. He's allergic to any sort of fish.
What happened, bro? Any fish?
Any.
I eat it anyway.
He eats it anyway, but he will anaphylaxize from it, but he gets like itchy.
It's worth it.
He's also allergic to spinach.
Yeah.
What about crab legs?
Allergic.
Shellfish? Everything's shellfish.
Allergic.
Yeah.
I eat it sometimes anyway and other things. Like
I eat it just to be tough.
And the funny thing is I'm not allergic to anything. So I always feel so bad because I get these like big elaborate dishes and poor Stevie can't try
it. But she's like, the good part is like if we order something and I try it, because there's some instances where I'll try stuff. Like we got lobster mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And I ate it. And I'm sitting here like, man, that's so good. But
And so like I have to pick the lobster out and put it on her portion. And she's like, cool, let's do it.
Yeah.
I used to think that I was allergic to apples. But it was this the red skin. I would eat the red skin. It would make my throat itch.
Right.
Oh.
But it wasn't. It was whatever they're the whatever they spray on that shit when at the grocery store.
That makes right. sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was. But I love green apples.
Oh, me too.
Here, I put them in a fridge. I want it cold.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
See, the funny thing is though, is Steve has like, there's like certain like regulations to his allergy too though, because he can have. Chick-fil-A
peanut oil.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Cooked. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's somehow the way it's cooked. I'm not sure, but he's allergic to a lot of stuff. It actually makes me feel really bad.
I'm a delicate little flower, Chris.
He is.
So are you
a delicate little flower, but hey,
but that's why I'm the one always taking all the content on what we eat, because poor Stevie can't try food so recklessly. Like I can,
I am
like, it's like going to the restaurant. I'm like, any allergies?
And I'm like,
I'll tell you what I'm not allergic to.
Exactly.
My list looks like Santa Claus's good and naughty list at Christmas.
You got to watch yourself when you go to like, those obviously dining at the really expensive restaurants and whatnot.
Oh, for sure.
And you got, because they don't know, you got to make sure because they cook with so many different types of things.
For sure. You absolutely. Because
you don't know it, you know, like sometimes. Yeah.
She's great about it because like I'll just be like, oh, okay, cool, I'll eat it. And she'll be like, did you prepare this with? And she'll like take the plate and pull it away from me. Did you prepare this with? And so she tries to protect me.
Right.
So yeah.
She's my protector, Mr. Ross. But
you should get upset, like the specials and shit. Like some of the chefs, like one of them was in Paris, they get upset anyway if you don't speak French and make you speak it.
Yeah.
Or try to attempt.
Well, the good news, we have a French speaker in our band.
Yeah.
That's great.
Our bassist, it literally can speak fluent French because he grew up there. And it's funny, too, because we always find ourselves having foodie conversations as well because he's such a foodie. And we both agree, like, on, like, how they eat their steak. Like, there's a lot of places in France that he was saying that, like, they will not serve you unless you get the steak rare. Or they'll just serve you the steak rare. That's how I eat it.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm cool with that. I can do that. Fine. Good.
Me too. I'm all about it. Actually, I prefer it that way.
You take the steak, put it 2 minutes on one side, 2 minutes on the other side, I'm straight. But even if whatever you need me to do, I'm fine. But I was like, I like it bloody. I like it whatever. I just want steak.
Yeah, exactly. Just give me steak and make it right.
Did someone just say mistake?
I feel like this particular episode is going to kind of be like our vacation in that we don't really have a plan for it other than to talk specific generalities about things. So it's kind of like the Seinfeld episode, you know, it's like
it's never about anything. There's no topic.
Yeah, there was no topic. So I feel like talking about bloody steak is a good place to wrap this one, guys.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, it makes it even difficult for our crew that they would, for the copy and whatever we want to put there, like, I forget what we talk about. I'm like, I don't know what we talked about. Like, it's, we are the topic's this, but we didn't talk about that long.
It's true. You know, the funny, I do like that.
It's true.
It's true. Oh my God.
It's true.
It is true. I do like, it's, I write the synopsis generally for these things and I have to listen back because I don't remember anything we talked about. Nothing. I have to listen to the whole episode and then like make a synopsis out of what we were supposed to talk about. So.
I want to record it and forget it.
I want to forget our shenanigans.
It is not a mistake or steak. Peace out, guys. Much love. Anything else, guys? I love this, man. It's been so much fun.
Join us next time when we break it down what it's like to be a co-writer and be in one of the publishing rooms and write with some big writers. And we're going to break down exactly what co-writing is because I found out earlier that Chris didn't really know how that situation was. So I feel like there's a lot of people who don't. So join us for upcoming episodes when we talk about some deeper things about also being a writer in the industry.
I love co-writing with you.
I love everything with you.
She's a genius, dude. I don't ever bring out any topics out of my phone, but we'll save that for next time.
Yes. All right. I love you guys.
Peace. Much love.
Bye.
Thank you for joining the Jess Lee Roadshow with Chris Ross, Jess Lee, and Steve Virginia. Make sure to tune in next week for another fun-filled episode.
Nobody can do it like me. Like me. Like me. No. Yeah. Nobody.